I'm John Batcher with the author, Peter Berkowitz. His new book is Explaining Israel, the Jewish State, the Middle East, and America. It's much too much to ask things of be solved over the last 50 years of Israel's politics. But Mr. Netanyahu, in his late 70s, represents a style of government that was appropriate towards the existential conflicts of the 20th century for Israel. Are we in the same state today? Is he the man to lead the country through the tragedy in Gaza, through the recovery from that, because it's profoundly damaged the economy that was seen as the sign of Israel's successes, despite the rough neighborhood, and offered the road to rapprochement with the Arab states, chief among them Saudi Arabia. So, Peter, I come to you for an answer I don't have and I don't believe exists. Is the answer to the political mistakes, errors, and oversights of the last 10 years, is that a political answer? Will that do?
Well, we have to say that that Prime Minister Netanyahu has made great contributions over the years, over the decades, to Israel, to Israeli security. He has also served as Prime Minister since 2009, all but 1 year since that time. And that is an extraordinarily long time for any leader in a democratic country. I think some of the principles to which Netanyahu devoted his career remain principles that are crucial to Israel. Israel lives in a dangerous neighborhood. That a strong economy is essential to a strong military, and a strong economy and strong military are essential to successful diplomacy. These principles remain true, and I think that a strong Israel will adhere to them. That having been said, it seems to me that in the speech he gave last week, Prime Minister Netanyahu missed something important about Israel. Last week he said that Israel finds itself in a condition in which it's going to have to be Sparta, meaning it's going to have to live more austerely. It's going to produce all the goods and services it needs because countries are turning on it. It's going to have to be like that ancient city of old in which young people are raised with a militaristic sense of the sacrifices they must make to the country. It's not that that's entirely wrong. In fact, it is right, and Israel has always had a Sparta element to it. But as the Israeli columnist Ari Shavit has pointed out, Prime Minister Netanyahu left out something very important. Israel has always, at the same time, also been Athens. It has also shown the virtues of Athens, the refinement, the pursuit of knowledge, the building of universities and research centers and hospitals and schools and other institutions of civil society. Israel, it seems to me, has to retain both. It has to be strong and tough in a very hostile neighborhood and very hostile world. And it has to continue to cultivate the arts and sciences, both for security reasons and because that's the way it shows fidelity to the Jewish tradition. Israel desperately needs a leader who can combine both those virtues and persuade the people of the necessity of combining both of those virtues, the sets of virtues, the virtues of Athens and the virtues of Sparta.
And the only system I can imagine, it's not a great system, but it's better than all the rest, is democracy.
That's right. That is right.
It has weaknesses, but the weaknesses are quickly overcome by people working hard. You know, the voters have agency. So an election, another election in which Mr. Netanyahu steps aside, is that imaginable? We have about a minute.
It is imaginable. However, it seems to me more likely is that election will take place within the next year. They're called for no later than 2026. Netanyahu has been trailing in the polls for a long time. I think the election will nevertheless produce the next election will produce a center-right government, but there's a decent chance that that center-right government will not be led by Benjamin Netanyahu.
Explaining Israel, the Jewish state, the Middle East, and America, I look forward. I've only had the excerpt Peter's published in his column at Real Clear Politics. I look forward to a lengthy discussion with Peter about the whole of it, because there's much to learn still about what happened October 7, 2023, where it came from, who empowered the killers, who continues to empower the killers, and what is to be done.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,